Welcome to the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by the Fredcast. This almost daily summary of the 2008 Tour de France will be presented soon after the end of each day's racing, so that you can stay up to date on the world's most famous, and some would argue, most important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast, for weekly news, product reviews, upcoming events, and everything you need to know about the world of cycling. Listen to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. The Fredcast can be found at www.thefredcast.com, iTunes, or anywhere you normally look for podcasts. For over 2 years and 100 episodes, the Fredcast is the internet's premier cycling podcast. The Daily Tour is also brought to you by listeners like you. Thank you for your donations via PayPal, and if you'd like to donate, please visit our website at www.thefredcast.com. And now, it's time for the Tour de France 2008 edition of the Daily Tour Podcast. Hey, Daily Tour fans, welcome back to the Daily Tour Podcast. This is David Bernstein from the Fredcast, and we are getting ready for stage 18 of the 2008 Tour de France. Before we do, however, just a quick recap on where we are after yesterday's stage 17. Yesterday, Carlos Sastre from Team CSC Saxobank stormed his way up the Alpe d'Huez in what is likely yet another epic and memorable stage on the famous Alpe d'Huez with its hairpin turns, and it may yet prove to be the decisive stage in this year's Tour de France. We'll find out in just a couple of days. Sastre sitting in first place after 74 hours, 39 minutes and 3 seconds on the bike. He's followed 1 minute 24 seconds later by his teammate Frank Schleck. In third place, Bernhard Kohl from Gerolsteiner, 1:33 back. In fourth, Cadel Evans, 1:34 behind. Fifth place is Denis Menchov from Team Rabobank, 2 minutes and 39 seconds back. The rest of the top 10 include Christian Vandevelde, Alejandro Valverde, Samuel Sanchez, Tadej Valjevic, and Vladimir Efimkin. Well, today's stage 18 is 196.5 kilometers as it heads from Bourg du Oisans to Saint-Étienne. It is, well, it's a bumpy route. It includes an intermediate sprint at 43 kilometers into the stage, a Category 3 summit at 78 kilometers into the stage, that's the Col de Parmigny, followed by at 163 kilometers into the stage, the Category 2 Croix de Montvieu, then a sprint at 181.5 kilometers, finally a Category 4 Côte de Sorbière, and then the relatively flat finish line in Saint-Étienne. Today's stage started, as so many of them have, with a break, and the break included Posato, Auger, Bichot, Lang, Schroeder, Burghardt, and Monfort. At the first sprint, 43 kilometers into the stage in Grenoble, first place went to Freddy Bichot, second to Schroeder, and third to Stefan Auger. By 50 kilometers into today's stage, that escape was eventually reeled in by the peloton. But by that point, Damiano Cuniego had been dropped after having a crash in which he injured his chin, and several of his teammates went back to try to bring him in to the peloton. I'll have more on that later after we go through the rest of the stage summary. At 65 kilometers into the stage, Carlos Barreto from Quickstep attacked the peloton, and he was soon chased by Romain Feilu and Marcus Burghardt, Feilu of AGR, Agritubel, and Marcus Burghardt of Team Colombia. By the time the riders had reached the foot of that Category 3 Col de Parmigny, Barreto had 40 seconds on his pursuers, who now included Christophe Lemivelle and Mikel Astarloza. At the top of the climb, points went to Barreto, Burghardt, Feilu, and Lemivelle. Burghardt 10 seconds behind Barreto at that point, Feilu a minute and a half, and Lemivelle 3 minutes and 40 seconds behind Barreto. By 81 kilometers, Burghardt had caught Barreto, and they were 1 minute 30 seconds ahead of Feilu, who was 3 minutes and 40 seconds ahead of Astarloza and Lemivelle. and 7 minutes, 45 seconds ahead of the peloton. At this point, Damiano Cuniego was still 12 minutes behind the peloton, which put him way far back from Burkhardt and Barreto. By the time the riders reached the Category 2 Croix de Montvieu, Astroloza, Lemaivel, and Feilloux were together, Burkhardt and Barreto going up and over the climb together, Barreto taking first place points, Burkhardt taking second place points. At that point, still 4 minutes over the chase and 10 minutes and 10 seconds over the peloton. Third place points at the top of the mountain taken by Astroloza, fourth by Lemaivel, and fifth by Feilloux. And what everybody realized by this point was that these King of the Mountains points really were about personal glory and exposure for sponsors, because Bernhard Kohl has enough King of the Mountains points so that his lead is insurmountable and he will be in the polka dot jersey in Paris. The next milestone on the day was the final intermediate sprint of the day. First place points going to Burkhardt, second place to Barreto, third to Astroloza, Feilloux coming across fourth, and Lemaivel coming across fifth. Still, the peloton more than 10 minutes behind the breakaway riders. At this point, no doubt that either Burkhardt or Barreto is going to win today's stage. And then still one more milestone to the finish, the Côte de Sorbière. Burkhardt going over second with Barreto taking the final King of the Mountains points on the day's stage. Now, just after, this was very interesting, just after the King of the Mountains points were gained, Burkhardt sat up on his bike, taking his hands off the handlebars to zip up his jersey, getting ready for the rest of the stage, hoping, of course, that he's going to win the stage. He wants to have his jersey zipped up to make sure the sponsors' logos are nice and being able to be seen by all of the folks on the TV and the spectators there at the finish in Saint-Étienne. Barreto taking that to try to take advantage of it and attacks Burkhardt. Burkhardt responded immediately and brings Barreto back. And this cat and mouse game continued all the way to the finish. Matter of fact, in the last kilometer, these two slowed down. It almost looked like they were going to get into a track stand at one point. But finally, as they get close to the line, Burkhardt is in front of Barreto. Barreto looking like he's trying to find the right way to get around Burkhardt. It's a tactical mistake that ended in a strategic defeat as Burkhardt comes across the line as he accelerates in front of Barreto in the last 200 meters. Barreto not able to respond fast enough and get around Burkhardt. Burkhardt comes across the line celebrating his victory. Barreto coming across very angry at himself, slamming his hands on the handlebars in what was, in my view, a very poor showing of sportsmanship and self-control. I understand that you're upset that this may have been your biggest opportunity to win a stage, but to demonstrate your lack of sportsmanship and self-control in this way, I thought really did not show a great amount of class on the part of Barreto. Nevertheless, Burkhardt wins the stage on today's Stage 18 in Saint-Étienne. Burkhardt winning in 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 21 seconds. Barreto getting the same time, of course. 3 minutes, 33 seconds later, Romain Feilloux came across the line in third place. Christophe Lemaivel at the same time in fourth. Just 2 seconds later, Mikel Astroloza from Euskaltel comes across for fifth place. And sixth place with the peloton, 6 minutes, 39 seconds back of today's stage leader, Marcus Burkhardt. Samuel Desmoulins, 7th, Cyril Dessel, 8th, Roman Kreuziger, 9th, Leif Hosta, and 10th, Andy Schleck. What's interesting about Kreuziger and Schleck coming across at the same time is that while we were looking at the last couple of kilometers for Barreto and Burkhardt, we found Roman Kreuziger attacking the peloton, Desmoulins and Dessel joining him. Andy Schleck, at this point, for the first time perhaps, in this year's Tour de France, bridging and attacking to join the Kreuziger group in order to protect his lead for the white jersey and the best young rider. Considering there were no time bonifications at the finish line, he does maintain the white jersey today. As a result of today's stage, general classification is as follows. Carlos Sastre still in first place after 79 hours, 16 minutes and 14 seconds. Frank Schleck is still 1 minute 24 seconds behind him, and Bernhard Kohl in third, 1 minute 33 seconds back. And still in fourth, Cadel Evans, 1 minute 34 seconds behind Carlos Sastre. In fifth place, Dennis Menchov is 2 minutes 39 seconds back. Christian Vandevelde is in sixth, 4:41 behind Sastre. In seventh, Alejandro Valverde is 5 minutes and 35 seconds behind Carlos Sastre. Samuel Sanchez in eighth place from Euskaltel, 5 minutes 52 seconds back. In ninth, Tadej Valjevic is 8:10 behind Sastre. And in tenth, Vladimir Efimkin from Russia and AG2R is 8 minutes 24 seconds behind our yellow jersey, Carlos Sastre. Still in the green jersey is Oscar Ferreira with 229 points. And as mentioned earlier, Bernhard Kohl keeps the polka dot jersey and will be wearing it on that final podium in Paris with 125 King of the Mountains points. Couple of notes from the roads of France today. One of them really shocking a lot of cycling fans and also those in the peloton, and that is that the car belonging to the father of Andy and Frank Schleck was stopped by French customs today out on the road shortly after stage 18 began. Stopped because they wanted to search it for banned substances. In other words, looking for doping products. This is the first time, at least that I can recall, that somebody has accused the Schleck brothers of doping. A little bit of a shock to a lot of folks. Nevertheless, CSC team manager Bjarne Riis said that this really was not a big deal to the team. He said, quote, "The police do their work and we do ours. We have nothing to fear. We're here to get good results and do good things in the race. We will stay calm." Now, as for Johnny Schleck, Frank and Andy's dad, a former cyclist himself, he said, quote, "My sons race cleanly with all the doping controls they're subjected to. How would it be possible for them to be otherwise?" So, sort of a strange story, but glad, of course, that it turned out positively for Johnny, Andy, Frank, and Team CSC Saxo-Bank. Finally, earlier I mentioned Damiano Cuniego from Team Lampre and the crash that he had early in today's stage, the third crash so far for him in the 2008 Tour de France. It did not look good. As he went down, he injured his chest and his chin, finishing today's stage with a bandage on the chin, and he had several Lampre teammates with him trying to help him finish the stage before the time cutoff at the end of the stage. Damiano Cuniego is listed as today's Lanterne Rouge, the 150th rider to cross the finish line 20 minutes and 12 seconds behind Marcus Burkhardt, today's stage winner. After today's stage, Agence France-Presse reported that Damiano Cuniego will be withdrawing from the 2008 Tour de France. In that article from the French news agency, Cuniego is quoted as saying, quote, "I want to really thank my teammates. They waited for me and helped me back, although at one point I wasn't sure of finishing within the time limit." So chapeaus to you, Damiano Cuniego, for really showing what sportsmanship and what persistence are all about. We will look to see you in Beijing at the Olympics. Okay, tomorrow is stage 19 on Friday, July the 25th, a 165.5-kilometer affair from Roanne to Montluçon. It begins with some climbing. There's basically a couple of bumps in the middle, a little bit of a climb that's unclassified, and then downhill to the finish in Montluçon. At 17.5 kilometers into the stage is the Category 3 Croix du Sud, the Southern Cross. It's an 11-kilometer climb, meaning that essentially from the start, the riders will be going uphill to the summit of Croix du Sud at 760 meters. It's 3.5% average grade on the way up. And then the Category 4 Côte de la Croix Rouge, the Red Cross, it's a 1.4-kilometer climb, 6.4% average grade. There's a sprint at 102.5 kilometers and another one at 143.5 kilometers. Assuming the sprinters can catch back up to the climbers in the middle of the stage, I'm guessing that this is going to be a day for the sprinters and a chance to see some of those famous Tour de France sprints when the riders get into Montluçon tomorrow. I will be with you via Twitter. I will be with you via podcast. I look forward to having you join me. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for staying with me throughout all of this year's 2008 Tour de France. We've just got three stages to go, and we still do not have a clear winner. Looks to be an exciting couple of days of racing, and I will look forward to sharing that with you. But for now, this is David from the Fredcast, wishing you a good evening. I will see you tomorrow morning. So long. That's it for today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast. If you'd like to comment on the show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com. That's thefredcast@gmail.com. Or you can send a voicemail to area code 435-258-6373. That's 435-258-6FRED. Be sure to follow our frequent live updates of the day's racing via Twitter. The Twitter username is DailyTour. Remember, there's no space. And you can sign up for those at twitter.com/DailyTour or by sending a text message to 40404 with the words follow Daily Tour. And of course, please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com for the final results of the day's racing and, of course, for the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. I will see you all again on the next episode of the Daily Tour or the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. Please don't forget to tell your friends about the show. We love to get new listeners. And in the meantime, thank you for listening to the Daily Tour Podcast.